Hey, Cameron, what do you see as your place or purpose in life, and how did you come to that conclusion?
When I was younger, I always wanted to help others when they were upset or just were struggling with the smallest things in life. I wanted to be there to help them. When my parents would talk about me to other people, they would say, "Cameron likes to help angels with fix their broken wings." I began comprehending this in the summer of 2016. One of my mutual friends from the past I ran to at Target. We chatted and caught up and began hanging out. He just wasn't the same bubbly, talkative human being that he used to be. So one day, taking him to work, I told him I'm here for him and asked him what was wrong. Brendan began crying and spoke softly, "I'm addicted to heroin." My heart dropped through my stomach. I knew I could at least be there for him and let him talk to me when he needed help. I looked down at the golden necklace my father had given me as a Christmas gift and took it off my neck. Looking him in the eye, I said, "Brendan, I will be here for you and be here whenever you need someone to talk to or even come sit with you. I'm always here." After saying this, I placed the golden necklace on his neck and said, "If you ever need a reminder of how much you are loved by everyone, look down at that necklace and think of your friends, your family, and anybody else who loves you before even doing anything stupid, please." He stopped crying and gave me a hug and thanked me for being there for him and how much it meant to him. He promised he would do as I suggested, and he did. Brendan wore the necklace every day to constantly remind him. His family said they were actually seeing improvement, and it made them very happy. Then came December 8, 2016. I was sitting in class, and somebody came up to me and asked if I was all right. I said yes, and just kind of blew them off like it was nothing. Later that class period, I received a text from Brendan's mother stating he had passed away in the early morning, wearing the same necklace. Fast forward to April 2017, I was looking at Missouri Western State University into their psychology program. My mom and I were staring at the ceiling trying to figure out what I'd be interested in. Keeping in mind, I still had not received the necklace back from my best friend who had passed. My mother looked at me and said, "What about a rehabilitation counselor?" At this very moment, I received a text from Brendan's mother stating she had the necklace and was ready to give it back to me. I broke out in hysterical tears with my mother, and that's how I found my purpose, not just to become a rehabilitation counselor, but to help others fix their broken wings and begin to fly again. What do you see as your place or purpose in life, and how did you come to that conclusion?
I think my place in life is becoming a teacher. I have always had unique bonds with my teachers throughout my K-12 education. In elementary school, I was close with Ms. Smith, my supplement reading teacher. She was always there to motivate me when I was struggling with my reading. In middle school, I was close with my 8th grade principal secretary, Ms. Rowe. She was always there to listen to what I had going on that day. And in high school, I became super close with my chemistry teacher, Ms. Brown. She was always a great teacher. She was willing to stay hours after school to help me with the chemistry lesson, even if she already explained it 5 times in class. All these teachers helped in difficult and stressing times. I also find myself helping others outside of class with the tasks that they were struggling with. I didn't mind spending my time helping others because of the satisfaction that came when they finally felt confident in that task. Being the oldest of 4, I found myself having a lot of patience. My younger siblings would always test my patience. I always am willing to help my siblings, whether it is reaching a cup out of a cabinet or helping with their math homework. I find many of the skills that I loved about my favorite teachers and me today, and that is why I think my purpose in life is to be in the classroom helping kids learn and grow.